Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Home by Nightfall by Alexis Harrington, performed by Amy Rubinate. Chapter 1. Meuse Valley, Northern France, July 1920. The man worked his hoe along a row of straggling squash plants, loosening the soil and pulling weeds as he went. The quality of this land was more suited to livestock than cultivation. He'd been told that flocks of fat sheep had grazed here before the war. But there were few animals left around here now, and the earth was scarred and turned and churned. The plant's fruit was smaller than pullet eggs, and he wondered if another couple of months would really make much difference. Digging under the July sun made for hot work, and he had to stop frequently, leaning on the hoe handle for support. Overhead, the yellow-blue sky gleamed in the summer heat, and with little vegetation to tether it to the earth, the breeze swirled the dust in the hazy air. Nearby, a cool, shallow stream crossed the property. Pebbles of all earthen color shone through the clear water. The old wound on the side of his head still throbbed when he bent over, and his poorly healed leg remained weak, aching if he stood too long. When he looked up from time to time, he could see picket posts and barbed wire in the distance, and trenches that had yet to be filled in. They were remains of the battles fought near here 2 years earlier. In the far distance, a mound that had been a hill was now only a rise. Its top had been blown off by heavy artillery, and looked as if the enormous fist of an ancient, angry god had punched it down, scattering debris for hectares. Some beleaguered trees persisted, with leaves erupting from odd, scattered spots on their trunks. A defiant few were robust, while others gleamed like silvery skeletons under the hard blue firmament. Just a bit closer stood the rusting metal carcass of an ambulance. Most of its usable parts had been picked clean by the neighboring farmers to repair farm tools or patch holes in walls or roofs. Tall weeds and grass grew up through the empty seat frames and around the steering column. He supposed that in another year or two, the landscape might recover sufficiently to conceal the whole thing. Although he had no memory of it, he had arrived here in that ambulance. Leaning again on the hoe handle, he heard a motor start up, then saw a car with the Red Cross emblem on its side pull out onto the road. Obviously, it had been visiting the farmhouse. It moved away slowly, and the man at the wheel...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?